What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
And Caroline.
We are back in Boston now, but we just spent a few days in... A few days. We spent one day.
2 days.
2 days.
A few days was probably the right thing to say. That's okay.
In New York, and we went for some very exciting podcast stuff that you guys will hear about next week.
Yeah, the episode will go up next week, but... We took a trip to New York. We pulled it together
literally last minute. Literally the night before.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess the story is...
As we were going to sleep.
That, and Catherine and I usually go to New York City a couple times a year just because we love it there. We usually have some friends there that we stay with. And we hadn't been in a while. And we were thinking that we could really use a New York City trip soon. It's been in the back of our minds.
Yeah.
And then I connected with this other girl, Olivia, who has a podcast. And I reached out to her, asked if she would ever want to do a collab, do something together. Found out that she lived in New Jersey. And I was like, you know what? We've done a couple Zoom interviews.
Let's do the real thing.
Let's do the real thing. So we said, hey, this is crazy. I know we just connected, but do you want to book a studio in New York City next week? Like, yeah, literally in a couple days.
And so we did, and it was so, so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible experience.
Yeah. The entire trip in general was really nice for the two of us to just go.
It was very calm, which is so not like our usual New York trips, which I kind of loved. And that's what we're going to talk about today is just like... different perspectives and different experiences.
Mm-hmm. About how you can experience almost the same thing, but in different ways. Yeah, and how sometimes it's not the thing that you have to change, but, like, the way you go about
the
it
way you
or
look
the perspective.
At it.
Yeah, so I think that's a really cool topic and something that kind of relates to the trip, since going to New York is something that we've done 100 times.
But never...
This felt different.
It felt different. Even though on paper it probably it was the same, but...
And it was good. And we also went during the week. We went Wednesday, came back Friday. So now we've still had a weekend in Boston to reset, which is also nice because I feel like sometimes if you take a weekend trip, then you come back and it's almost like you didn't actually get a break because you're like kind of on when you're on your trip. So it's been nice to have a bit of a weekend as well. It's been a busy Sunday. It is 6 p.m. on Sunday night, and we're
Which
just
is
sitting
insane
down to record.
Because I feel like I literally just woke up, but I've been doing work all day.
I know. Weekend days go by so fast, like, all of a sudden.
All of a sudden. No, late. I was sitting with my friend, like, in the library, and for hours, and just doing, we're doing a project.
Today?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
We're doing our presentation.
For what?
International business.
Oh, you were working on your presentation separately?
Yeah.
Understood.
And it just, like, hours went by and all of a sudden it was, like, 4 and we were like, oh, we should probably go eat something.
Literally, I just at 4 o'clock went out and went for a walk with one of my friends because neither of us had been outside all day. And we were like, oh, my God, it's 4 p.m. Like, I need a breath of fresh air.
And time it's just dark outside. It's your first time going outside.
So much on the weekends because you wake up later and then, I don't know, you just, like, do things. You move a little
it's
slower.
It's so weird. Yeah.
It's weird. All of a sudden, it's night, though.
We were all getting ready to go out last night. And, like, separately, we were all, our roommates and I, were just in the, like, getting ready in the bathroom, and it's 9 p.m., and our roommate goes, oh, my God, this is my first time outside today.
Oh, yeah.
That's so concerning, but it was so funny. Like, Some days just like that.
Yeah, but my point is that it is now 6 p.m. on Sunday night. We're about to turn this episode around real fast, so everyone listening on Monday, this is so fresh. It's almost like we're just speaking right into you.
Oh, we are right here with you.
We are right here with you, because about no time has passed since we're recording this and you guys are listening. This is the latest I think we've ever recorded a podcast, because we always like to record on Sundays so that it's fresh. It's only one day before. Mm-hmm. We always try to do it in the morning, except this morning I wake up and it's already 11.
I was already leaving.
And then Catherine was leaving to go to work, so we're like, you know what? Let's just spend the day doing our other things and let's have a nice pre-dinner night podcast chat. So that's what it is, chatting about perspective. Before we get into perspective, you guys already know highs, lows, goals for the week. And Catherine, what's your high?
My high, I feel like we're going to have the same high, obviously, is just podcasting in New York. Like we said, it made the whole thing, like our whole trip to New York, it was just such a, even though going to New York for us isn't new, it felt like such a new experience because we were going for different reasons. We were doing some different things. And we just got to be in New York, which I always love, which was definitely a plus. But also, like, on the podcast front, it made the whole thing feel so real because it was our first having done only, like, Zoom guest interviews.
Also, sitting in our college dorm room recording makes it feel fake.
Right, but recording in this, like, the studio is beautiful. Like, I'm so obsessed with it. You guys will see pictures. Like, you already have seen pictures. But, I don't know, it just made it feel so real that, like, we're doing this. And it was just a good experience overall. So that was definitely my high. My low, I would say, is coming back and having schoolwork and, like, other things that I have to do. Like I said, I was in the library for, like, literally all day. And I still have work to do. But it's okay because I like it. I'm not mad about it. It's just something I gotta do. What about you?
Going back to what you said about being in the studio, making it real and stuff, it also made the technology aspect of it real because, like, usually it's like we plug our mics into my computer, we record right into it. It's not, like, super, super complicated. Now, all of a sudden, we're in this studio with, like, these big mics plugged into a wall and a big computer and, like, right, all, like, of this DJ equipment and stuff. And I was like, what? And I didn't really know what to do. And guys, I literally had to, like, when I booked the studio, there was an option to pay an extra charge to have an engineer with you the whole time. And I was like, nah, I got it. We don't need some, like, random guy there when we're podcasting. Like, I'll be fine. Guys, I had to FaceTime him at least twice. To help me because, like, one of the mics just, like, wasn't having any input and I couldn't figure it out. And long story short, it took us, like, an hour longer to get started than we thought it was going to be. And I was on FaceTime with this engineer.
It was
and
an
I
was experience,
like,
though.
Damn, if I am going to do this and if I'm going to be a podcaster, like, I need to learn more about this equipment.
So well, that now we do.
Now I know a little bit, but so that when we have a studio of our own, I know what's up, and
can
I know
just
what
build
to do.
One.
Yep, I definitely do.
You know that room at home,
the office.
No, we can't, like, take over Dad's office.
What room at home?
Should we take over Dad's office?
Well, he's gonna be home for Christmas break with us. So we
no, the
can't.
Room next to the gym.
Oh,
wait, that would be perfect.
Wait,
shut
it's
up.
Kind of awesome. It's like. It's, like, so down in our basement gym.
Wait, I'm gonna
home,
do it. When I'm
we
gonna
have
do it.
We have a couple of these, like, cool sliding kind of, like, barn door things, and one of them is, like, a really big storage spot, and then one of them is just, like, a smaller storage spot that
it would be
we don't
freezing down there, but
that
we just
much
let's
in.
Just put, like, the
oh
I'm going home in 2 days for Thanksgiving. I will be
oh
building a podcast
god.
Studio down there.
Yeah, this is a great idea. So
oh my god,
we've been envisioning, like, podcasting at home during winter break and stuff. We actually want to do Podmas. It's this idea that we've had.
We are doing Podmas.
So yeah, so we're gonna do Podmas. This is the first time we're telling you about it. But just like people do Vlogmas with videos, which I might also do Vlogmas, we'll see. We're gonna do Podmas where leading up to Christmas we're gonna have daily shorter episodes for you guys. And I was envisioning us, like, sitting in our living room, like, on the couch or the rug by the fire and stuff. And, like, that sounded nice. But now this idea of, like, decking out a studio, I feel like we could take 2 days and just grind it out.
Don't
and
even,
we can
don't
really
even worry.
Pull
I got
studio
it.
Together.
Don't worry. So every once in a while, guys, I, like, take on, like, a project like this. And I get so into it. Like, I'll take myself to Home Depot. And I'll,
yeah,
like,
what
get
she
all the
do? We have a Jeep at home, and, like, you can take the roof and the doors.
Every
off
once in a while,
she
I'm like
built like a thing in our garage for the doors to hang on. When
no,
off
I just
in the
come
summer.
Home with, like, what is it? Like, plumbing? I don't even know what it is. I just wing it. Like, oh my gosh, I'll get in these, like, building moods, and I'll, for, like, every few months.
Bob the Builder,
like,
can
Bob
he
the
fix
Builder.
It?
I was Bob
yes,
the Builder
she
for
can.
Halloween.
Okay, this is exciting. Coming at you in our podcast studio in a couple of weeks. Hold us to it. If you see us in our beds one more time,
never again.
It's time for a studio. So
okay, enough
okay,
of that.
My high was definitely also being in New York. Like you said, it made, like, being a creator and all of this stuff feel really real, because I've vlogged in New York before. I've done that, but I haven't done it since I have actually started to have some success with it and have a purpose with it.
And yeah, before we would just vlog with our friend, we would be like, oh, we're going here, like, little, which I love those videos, like, I love looking back on them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was definitely, it was, like, for the memories.
But it was more for us.
Yeah, it was for the memories for me, and then this was the first time that I've, like, really, I guess, actually, we went to Florida over the summer, and it felt similar then, but this was the first time I've, like, been in New York and been creating things for you guys, you know, vlogging for you. And it was the first time that I've just, like, felt confident vlogging, making TikToks, taking pictures in public, because I've been, like, I have a purpose with this. I'm really doing this. And so that was really cool to just, like, feel confident in that. It also just was a very free and independent few days, being just the two of us. I think it was the first time that the two of us had stayed in a hotel, like, just by ourselves for a few nights, which was super fun. I don't know. It was just very refreshing. It was also a very balanced trip. We, like, still stayed pretty active, but we weren't, like, holding ourselves to strict standards. We let ourselves sleep in. We got one workout in the hotel,
guys,
but we didn't really put too much pressure on ourselves.
Had such a nice bed.
Yeah.
And it was so comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so nice. And now my bed here, like, at school is not very nice.
But the trip was very balanced and intuitive. Like, ate good food, got some movement in.
I feel like a lot of the times we leave New York, we feel, like, absolutely disgusting and sluggish because we just, like, let our entire routines go.
Yeah, but this time we
Which is not something we enjoy, if that's what you enjoy, go for it, but that's not what...
Yeah, we definitely just took it day by day, not being too strict, but doing the things that made us feel good, and that was great. When I was thinking of my low, the biggest thing that came to mind was the current messy state of our room.
Please...
One of the things...
Do not address it.
One of the things that I personally struggle with most is keeping a tidy environment. And this has been a reality for me for a while now.
Guys, we talked about it in episode one. Like, they've been known. Yeah. They've been known. Like, it's something that I literally hate. I hate having a messy space, but it's something that I just, like, genuinely cannot keep up with right now.
Yeah.
So I've accepted it.
When life is so busy, like, cleaning... Or not cleaning, but, like... Keeping my room
organized.
And my space tidy and organized is, like, the first thing to go, which means that for me it's usually gone because I'm usually too busy for it.
At this point, I'm keeping it clean, leaving it messy, if that
makes sense. But it's like, I don't want it to be that way because I know the power of, like, having a tidy, clean, fresh environment, and I really want it to be that way. So hopefully when we're done recording this, I can take a power clean.
It literally takes 30 minutes.
Because it's not
going
to take that long. I'll take
a power
time to tidy it up. But that's definitely, like, a low right now, is that I just keep feeling frustrated with myself because I feel like every time I organize my space, then a day or two later, it's just in the same crazy mess again. And
that's why I just got to keep doing it. You know, she was, like, telling our friend this earlier, and our friend didn't believe her.
Yeah.
She sent a picture, and I'm, like, standing in the corner of the room, and everything is just a mess around me, and our friend just goes,
it is really messy, LOL.
It
really is messy, you weren't lying, and I was like, yeah, no, I'm not
like,
lying.
Like, oh, I wouldn't lie.
Like, I do feel like I have a decent amount of things together in my life, but this is one thing that
I struggle
with, and it's definitely something that, like, long-term I want to get better at. My goal currently for this week, though, I am going home tomorrow night for Thanksgiving break, and Catherine has to stay through Tuesday, but luckily my teachers both made my
classes on Tuesday. I just have, like, I'm teaching.
She's teaching group fitness classes Tuesday night. That's what it is. But all of my classes are online for Tuesday. So I have my last class Monday night. It ends at, like, literally 8 p.m. It's a late class. I'm getting on a bus immediately going home so that I can sleep in my own bed on Monday night. And I'm just excited. It'll be a good week-ish at home. And my goal is to feel present when I'm at home, because sometimes I feel like I go home and the thought of being home is so nice. But then when I get home, it's like I've just had kind of so much stress and stuff piling up that I just flop and I can't even enjoy it. And I kind of just, like, I don't know, get into a state of... I don't really know how to explain it, but, like, I don't actually enjoy being home and be present, and now I'm excited to have a good week at home and just, like, instead of feeling like it's just an extension of my life at school. And that it's like, no, right now I'm placing myself at home. I'm living at home. I'm gonna enjoy time with my family, with my dog, with everyone who is around at Thanksgiving, and just be really present, like I said, and enjoy quality time.
So I'm leaving Tuesday. I'm leaving like later. So I just want to I have no classes, but I have work that I have to get done, so I just want to get everything I need to done and organized and ready so that I can have a relaxing break and like work on the stuff that I want to work on, so like my journal. I'm so excited to get that finished and finalized while I'm home over this break and like and rather than doing homework for
Yeah.
school.
And Catherine's creating a 2022, I guess it'll be launched in the new year,
Yeah.
right? Planner, some journals, very cool stuff like that for you guys.
Very cool.
Yeah. I'm excited to see
Secret
her pull
project that I've
I'm
talked
excited to see
about
her
on
pull it
last
together
episode
too.
and this episode.
Yeah, but it's only with the
I
podcast
have a
that you've
little,
shared it with.
guys, this is the podcast.
I know. You've only shared it with the podcast, so it's still
Yeah, guys,
secretive
it's still within us.
to the people outside of this
Do not
special
leak it.
club. All right, let's talk about the power in shifting perspective.
So, like we said a little bit in the intro, we usually come to New York with the same people and we see it through
Kind of their
their experience
experience.
or like our collective experience rather than just if Carol and I were to do it on our own, which we love. Like that's such a core memory for me, is every time that we come to New York with our these same friends and get to do the same things and it's always a good time and we love it. But this trip was so different because it was just Caron and I, and we did get to see it from our own perspective and get to live our own pre-existing lifestyle just in this new location.
Yeah, we kind of like, and I also, New York City is so big. Like most cities, it's so big. And I was just thinking the whole time about how you can go 1,000 times and never even get like the full true experience of something because what is the real experience, right? Like,
You can say, think of like differing from our friends in Boston. Like,
yeah, like people that go to the
we have
same
a di we
college as
know a
you.
different Boston than
Than other
other
people
people. I
do.
was gonna just like name off names that have different lifestyles, but
Think about your town at home or the place where you go to school or wherever you work. Like everyone
has a
around
different
you
version of.
has a different version of that place. They have a different perspective on it. They have a different life that they live there. Like you and your neighbor, sure you live literally next door to each other, but you still experience the world so
Totally
differently.
different.
And it's like you can when you travel and stuff, it's like you it's this weird balance of like you kind of step into another person's life and another experience for a bit, but at the same time, it's kind of just you
Taking your
taking
own life
your
and
own
putting it somewhere
life
else.
and putting it somewhere else because how can you truly experience somebody else's experience? Like you
You
kind of
can't.
don't. I don't know. So that's interesting, and it's something I think about all the time is that you truly only live your life and you only experience your life, and it's been something that's super important to me, Catherine and I. Our whole lives is to try to take on different perspectives
Yeah.
as often as we
Even
can
when we
and
were little.
have new experiences.
Just living in Hong Kong, like growing up, being able to travel around to different cultures, different countries, and just see that different perspectives, different lifestyles even existed in the world. I think from such an early age, that became an interest to us and something that from there we wanted to chase and continue to see and discover.
Yeah, we're grateful that that is something that like was kind of pushed on us at a young age.
Not
Like
pushed
not
on us,
pushed on
but
us,
like
but like it wasn't our choice. It's not like we
right, we
said,
just
"Hey,
like
we're 10, let's move."
came
Like
into that.
it's something that happened to us, but we really picked up on the fact that like we were experiencing something super new and we enjoyed that and we enjoyed like learning about different cultures, stepping into different lives and also trying to like put ourselves in those lives. Whenever we've traveled, we want to like experience a
Yeah.
place as somebody who lives there would. We really enjoy like putting ourselves in a different environment for a bit and like trying to just really experience it naturally.
In the past 4 years, like after coming back to the US from Asia, we have been dying to see more like distinct distinctly different culture than us.
Well, to experience that again, because we literally haven't traveled internationally since then.
Yeah, that's something that we're super excited for, and something that we'll be doing very soon.
We will be experiencing it again very soon after a long 5 years of, like, not traveling internationally, after that having been a huge part of our lives. We have missed it a lot, but we've just kind of been patiently waiting for it to be an opportunity for us. And
guys, we're moving
soon.
Soon. In a month and a half. I mean, we won't tell you where, but,
like, okay. Next. That's all you guys are going to hear for now. We'll talk more soon. The first episode of this podcast was called
The New Era.
The New Era. This is, like,
this is the new era.
This is the this new is the, era.
That was, like, the precursor.
Similarly, moving back from Hong Kong to New Hampshire really sucked in the moment, honestly. Like, it was not an easy transition for us. But looking back on it, it really gave us the whole new perspective on life.
If in the moment, I probably would have, if given the chance, left or just, like,
that high school
wanted to go back and not have moved, I would have done it immediately. But I don't think I would be as, like, driven or in this position at all, even close today, if that wasn't an occurrence. So, in the long run, grateful for it.
Yeah.
Moving
Hong Kong to New Hampshire was a very difficult transition, and it was a hard period of my life. And for a long time, I was really upset about it, and I looked at it in a negative way. Like, I looked at it like I absolutely loved my life in Hong Kong. I had all of these incredible experiences. I felt like I was living this just, like, elevated version of my life. And then New Hampshire was...
real version of my life.
Yeah, like, and then
the
high
version
school,
I see in my head.
High school was definitely a difficult time for me, and I was upset about that for a while, and I kind of let myself think about it negatively, like, why did this have to happen? Why did I have to get pulled out of a life that I loved, and now I'm living this? But now, a year or two later, looking back on it, I've really shifted my perspective about it, and am ultimately grateful for that situation, because leaving Hong Kong and not experiencing that anymore, one, made me realize how much I actually valued those experiences and how much I actually loved traveling and having those experiences.
Otherwise, I would have been aware of what I want in my life and what types of people, types of things, types of experiences,
sometimes you have to not have something in your life for a bit, or, like, have something taken away to realize how much you actually enjoy it and want that in your life.
So true.
On the other hand, a new perspective I've taken about having kind of a hard high school experience is that it made me a stronger person. It ultimately made me have to get stronger and be more confident in myself. It helped me be unapologetic, and I am not sure that I would be as confident sharing my life online and doing what I'm doing now if I didn't go through that, because I...
Well, it wouldn't have...
Yeah, because it forced me to start putting myself first and have a little bit of a thicker skin and just start being more unapologetic.
And I mean, those traits, we like look back at old home videos, those traits have always kind of been there, but they've never come out in such a strong and, like, significant way as they do now. Like, the amount of strength and confidence that we have is so apparent now.
Yeah.
And that would not be the case had we not been, like, kind of forced to.
Yeah, and taking that perspective has really helped me, like, have a more positive perspective on these things looking back. I think sometimes things that are really difficult and in the moment you're questioning, like, why is this happening to me, why do I have to go through this,
those are some of the most important things that you will experience,
even though they really, really suck sometimes, or a lot of the time long term. Those are character building, and those are what help you achieve this growth and learn about yourself and become stronger in yourself. So that's a perspective that I've taken on it. And if anybody is going through a hard period of time right now, think about how what is happening to you, the purpose of it might be to make you a stronger, more confident, more unapologetic person in the long run.
You don't have to, like, take that perspective right now. You can embrace the suck for a little bit, but at some point
you'll be out on the other side.
At some point you're going to realize the value, and it's going to be so second nature to see the good in that situation, but you just got to ride it out. If nothing else, a situation can teach you what you don't want.
Or teach you something about yourself. Or help you grow part of yourself.
We are constantly learning.
And another thing that I have definitely, like, had to shift my perspective on a little bit about more recently is frat parties, actually.
Yeah. Caroline loves to see the good in them.
I love to try to, because here's the thing. Frat parties, at least where we are, they're truly awful. Like, they're truly
horrendous.
It's disgusting. It's dirty. It's gross. It's,
but you know,
it's
what?
Not
that
my
is,
vibe.
That is the social scene of where we are.
Right. Like, right now. It is not my vibe. It is not where I ever pictured myself ever. And, you know, when we first got to school, I was trying to really embrace it. Then I kind of hit a spot where I was like, why am I trying to embrace this? I actually hate it. Now, I'm trying to just have a friendly balance with it. And the perspective that I've taken is that
I'll go for 10 minutes and stand outside with my friends.
I want to be social. I want to experience things and live a well-rounded life. And right now, this is what is available to me to do that.
Like, I would love to go to, like, a nice dinner.
I would love some, like, rooftop vibes in the city by the water. Like, I envision myself in a very different place.
However,
that's not what's available
attainable.
Right now. That's not what's available
to us. That's not what's
going
on, so we just gotta go with it.
So, I have shifted to try to make the most out of what's available to me and also, like, make it more me. So, no, I don't feel like these gross frat parties
frat
are where
you?
I belong.
You go and you stay outside.
You talk
and
to
you
people,
talk to
you have
people.
Conversations. What Catherine and I have figured out is
that... And
then
you leave early and you go have fun for the rest of the night with your friends.
Yes. What we have discovered is that we can actually make a really good experience of staying kind of on the outskirts of these things. We are not the ones who want to be in the basement, in the middle of the sweat circle. Like,
not the sweat circle.
I just pulled that term out of nowhere.
That's a new one.
Just, like, that is not where we want to be. But, like I said, we want to be social. We want to be around people. That's what's available to us. So we're making our own thing out of it. And we found that if we stay on the outskirts, we hang out with people outside, that's when we can, like, actually have good conversations
with
people.
Right, actually, like, build
actually
better,
like,
relationships, better friendships.
You know, be outside. There's really something special for me about being outside, getting fresh air, even though I would prefer it be, like, by the water, on the beach, on a rooftop, and not, like, outside of a dirty house. Like, it's okay, because we're making the most of a situation. We're taking what we can get of a situation, and we're making it our own. So, like Catherine said, hanging out outside, talking to people, leaving early at a respectful time when you want to, and doing what you want to with your night, you know?
Right.
So you can take something that maybe isn't conventionally what you see yourself doing, and you can actually turn it into something that you enjoy.
Make the most out of it. Once again, life is a simulation, and we're just here to have fun with it.
To do what you want with it.
To vibe it out. And that's just shifting your perspective to see more of the good things or more of the things that you can control in situations that maybe you don't feel like you have total control over. Seeing the good, shifting that perspective can be super beneficial to making a situation valuable for you, enjoyable for you.
Yeah.
It's just making the most of things.
Yeah. So maybe think about if there are things in your life right now that really feel like they're not what you were like, where you see yourself, you're not sort of happy with something. Think about, is that something that the best thing for me is to just get rid of it altogether? Because sometimes that's the answer. Or is there a perspective switch that I can make on this that can actually make it something enjoyable or beneficial to me? I think those are two different things. Some things we know are just toxic or are just not your vibe and they gotta go. Sometimes a perspective switch can be really powerful. Recently, I've been thinking about how my future self will look back on a situation. If I'm questioning whether or not I want to do something, or if I'm questioning, like, how I want to go about something, I don't know. Something that's really helped me to find clarity in a situation or make a quick decision is thinking about how my future self will look back on that thing, because everything that you do in the moment becomes part of your plot. It becomes a memory. It becomes something.
Do it for the plot.
It becomes something that you look back on as part of your life, right? So if you're deciding something in the moment, sometimes it can be helpful to look and say, how will my future self look back on this? Will I be glad that I did this? Will this add to my life? And sometimes you just do something just to experience something and add something to the plot of life. I know that if I don't try to get the most out of where I'm at right now, if I'm constantly finding the negative things and complaining about it and just trying to chase something different, then I'm going to look back on it and I'm going to regret not being present in this moment and getting the most out of the things that I have. I think that the goal is moving forward, moving up, while still being present and trying to find the positive perspective with wherever you're at now. Because we are all about moving forward. We're all about that self-growth and leveling up your life. You're always going to be moving forward towards something if you have the right mindset and you're taking the right actions. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't still make the best effort to be present and enjoy where you are now. Because the key is doing both of those at the same time. Mm-hmm. You're always moving forward and, like, moving yourself up in life while also really enjoying and having a positive perspective of wherever you're at in the moment.
All right, so let's apply this to some of the things that you guys have been talking about.
And the things that we talk about a lot, too.
Yeah. So, number one, breakups and relationships have been a massive topic in the Girls with Goals group chat recently. So, let's talk about it. How can you shift your perspective in this situation? Obviously, a hard situation. How can you kind of ease that a little bit for yourself by using your perspective?
Guys, to be honest, like, my heart's never been broken.
My heart's never been broken.
So I can't speak on this.
And the life hack, they don't know I know this. You can't get your heart broken if you never allow yourself to. So, but this can apply to friends too. Like we said, I've never had like a severe boyfriend breakup, but I've had a severe friendship breakup that I would apply all the same stuff to. So, pick your fighter as you listen to this.
Yeah, but as hard as those situations can be, they really are something that you can grow and get stronger from. And you'll have time to learn about yourself and get closer with yourself. And then you have experience knowing either a relationship or friendship that was really good for you or valuable for you, or knowing what your red flags are and the things that you won't accept in a relationship or a friendship moving forward. So either way, whether the relationship when you were in it was positive or negative, there are things that you learn from that. You learn what you want, you learn what you don't want, you learn how to be independent and more reliant on yourself when you don't have this person to fall back on.
So true. Shift your perspective. Think of the positives, even though it's hard and there are probably a lot of negatives in the situation too. If you just like try, fake it till you make it, try to think of those positives and they'll start to get bigger and bigger. And eventually that's the majority of what you're going
to
see.
Mm-hmm. It's hard when you're like in the moment going through something to try to take the positive perspective.
Oh my God,
on
absolutely.
It. I think
but
usually
once you're
it's after.
As you start to get out of it and you gain a little bit more clarity and you can see the situation from a more like unbiased view or a less intense view,
mm-hmm.
that's when it gets easier to like see the areas that you could capitalize on.
Yeah, and even like a year or like months or however long down the line when you've actually gained that strength and you've gone through that growth and stuff, then you really see that because it's actually happened. Mm-hmm. In the moment, it's hard to say, well, I can grow from this. But looking back, you can say, I really grew from that, you know? So
right.
It's easier after the fact to actually look at it that way. And not even in just the case of relationships and friendships, we can be declined or told no for so many things, for jobs, for schools, for anything that like you might have to apply to, for asking somebody for help with
Or
something,
like
right? Like we
literally
get
anything
told
that like
no all the time.
has maybe emotional or like more stakes in it.
Yeah. You can get told no all the time, and that can be really, really hard. You know, in the moment, you feel like it's almost a personal attack.
You might think like this person doesn't want to work with me, this school doesn't want me, and that can feel kind of like an attack on yourself, and sometimes that can make you question your self-worth and not think that you're good enough or make you want to quit at something. But you can't quit. You can't let one person or one no let you quit at something, because I think that being told no actually helps us, because look, it's inevitable. Like we're gonna be told no. Sometimes we're gonna be declined from things, and if you have always been taught to just expect yes all the time, then it's gonna be really hard when you actually get that no. So if it's kind of like a more frequent occurrence in your life, it can help you build the resilience to just keep going, just keep believing in yourself and trying. And a lot of the times when you do that, then a better, more fitting opportunity is gonna come up for you, and you're gonna look back and be like, wait, thank God that one didn't actually work out for me, you know? Retweet. But applying this to fitness as well, obviously that's like the biggest thing that we love to talk about, and it is so important to make sure your perspective is in check within fitness, within nutrition, within health, everything. We've talked about this before, but shifting your perspective from things like I have to work out, you know, thinking of fitness as more of a task to I get to work out. It's like such a good part of my day. I'm so excited. Like I'm just doing it for the right reasons is also going to help you get into this perspective. And once you do take that perspective, it is so much easier and so much more impactful to work out.
Yeah, it's definitely important to have the right mindset with this. I also think that changing the perspective from I am only working out to change my body to also include all of the other great, amazing reasons to make working out a part of your routine is so important, because look, I'm not gonna sit here and lie to you and say that changing something about your body is not a common goal or not a valid goal for fitness, or it's not something that happens, right? Like
Yeah,
we all
absolutely.
have physique goals. We all want to feel comfortable in our bodies, feel aligned with the bodies that we have. But when that's your only goal,
You're gonna burn out so quickly and you're gonna lose drive.
yeah. And you're also not taking into account all of the other reasons why fitness is so great. For your mental health, for your physical health that goes deeper than just what you look like and is actually how your body functions and feels and keeps you moving and alive
Moving and
like a good,
grooving.
healthy person. From how it just makes you a stronger, happier, better person. So taking your perspective and making sure that it includes multiple reasons for working out or multiple reasons for why you do anything in life can help you to not get burnt out and can help you maintain that positive perspective on it. And also, like in Catherine said, not seeing it as a task, but seeing it as something you get to do, that you deserve to do to honor your body, to be the best version of yourself.
Same goes with nutrition. You know, shifting your perspective from more of that negative self-talk, things like I can't have a certain food, I need to restrict, and switching it to things that are positive influences. Like I can nourish my body with food that makes me feel good, makes me feel healthy, feel happy, like energized, thinking of food more as fuel
And a positive
in a
thing, yeah.
positive way. Like, and it's an empowering thing.
Yeah. That should never be a negative thing. And the more you try to restrict something, the more negative your brain is gonna get and the more you're gonna backfire on yourself. So to try to maintain that positive mindset of I get to choose what I put in my body, and I get to put in the things that are gonna make me physically and mentally feel good. That's more of an empowering perspective on it, because you know that you are going to do what's best for your body physically and mentally, and that that doesn't need to have strict rules, and that that doesn't always mean restricting, and that it means truly nourishing your body and fueling it and giving it what it deserves.
Karen talked about this a little bit earlier when we talked about, any situation that you are rejected from anything, but same goes with failure. Failure is not a means to give up, shifting your perspective and understanding that it's just a means to get closer to finding success in something, whatever that may be. You can apply that to literally anything.
Yeah. Well, the more we talk, it's like the more
Everything is just a
things we
blanket
think.
statement because everything fits under this scenario of shifting your perspective helps you just gain positive momentum.
In anything in
Positive.
life.
That's the only word I can use. Like, you know what we're saying. And finally, I love the location example because I feel like everything that we've talked about, personal growth, it's such an internal or mental thing. But when you think about like locations, they're tangible. A location may not change much, but you've changed much. And going back to that location helps you see how much you've actually changed because you feel so different in that situation. I know I think of this like whenever I go home, and you've been out of your hometown, out of your actual house, like this physical space for so long, and you come back and you feel different. You can feel all those positive, points of growth that you've been making. And it just makes things so much more real and genuinely just tangible. And that's why I really liked this episode in conjunction with like explaining our New York trip, because for me, that's what it was. The last time we were in New York before this, I think of all the time as a benchmark to a lot of like points of growth that I've made in the past few months. And, now what it's been like 4 months since we've been in New York, and so much has changed. And a lot of the time, I don't realize the depth of that. But going back, it's like we're in the same physical space, and I was experiencing the same things, but in different ways. And that just, it really highlighted how much positive growth I've made since the last time I was there. Just because I, like, in so many ways, I think of the last time I was in New York as like the start, or like kind of a lower point, and a lot of the growth I've made has picked me up out of that.
I like that perspective because sometimes when you are with yourself every day and you're feeling every single ebb and flow of your life and
Right,
your mood,
you can't really think effectively on the macro level because you're living it on the micro level, and that's so apparent and something to be aware of.
yeah. So then when you've been away from a certain environment for a while and you get back to it, like going home after a semester of college or going back to somewhere that you haven't been in a while. That like replacing yourself in the same environment, but noticing how you feel different, how you have a different perspective, how you go about things differently, that really is going to show you all of the
Right.
growth that you've made and the changes that you've made in your life, and just like how you have changed and developed over time, whether you feel that that's positive or negative,
It's just
because
a
it
really
can also
interesting
be
thing
like
to
a
take
wake-up
note
call
of.
for like for negative change as well, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's cool. That
Right.
definitely is how this past trip to New York felt at
I know
all.
that. I just thought it was so significant, and I didn't realize until I the second that we like got there, I was like, so much has changed. I'm like an entire like I've thought about this before, and there's like one picture from New York that I always think of as like the start of it's like mental. I'm talking about mental growth here and like mental change, but I don't know, it's just interesting to see. It's like coming full circle and like closing maybe that section of growth in my life. I thought it was interesting.
Hope you guys did
Hope
too.
you guys did
Hope you
too.
guys thought that this whole episode was interesting and you guys enjoyed it. I thought this was a great conversation. I fully enjoyed this conversation just between the two of us. So hopefully you guys enjoyed listening to it. We will see you guys next week when you get to listen to our episode that we recorded in New York with Olivia Eve. For now, I actually have a little sneak peek of it in my YouTube vlog that I just posted. And Catherine and I are both reviving our YouTubes. So go over
The
there and
revival.
subscribe. The links will be in our show notes, just like the rest of our social medias. All our names, Caroline Kinneen and Catherine Kinneen. So make sure you're following, make sure you're subscribed, and we'll see you next week.
Bye. Thank you.